Once 1882 was hit and the railroad was complete, forwarding of the material from the Prince Arthur Landing, and well, to a point, the town plot proceeded, and that was a cost savings, and it was also a Canadian-built solution. So therefore, the materials preferred to go that way, going west, less expense, all of the issues around that. Coming back, as well as passengers, populating the west was an important function. It was not the main function, even though during construction there were a fair amount of passengers that did go, that were going through Duluth, that didn't have to go that way anymore and could come through the Canadian side. They were groups that were populating the West. Various campaigns were started to become established. People knew that this was happening, and groups from the Iceland, from Norway, from Norwegians, a few ethnic Slav groups came through, English and Irish. There was French. There was groups that came through in somewhat small waves at first, but that was possible, and that was part of what Van Horn wanted the initial passenger system to be valuable as a Canadian building exercise. Grain traffic backwards was following models that were being constructed in Duluth as well as in Chicago and Milwaukee to a point. But that allowed for grain that was going around that way to come back through Canada once the railway was established.